Thanks for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And that rejoiner from Napoleon Dynamite, and it's only fitting. We're quite pleased to have him. We have John Heder with us, and he has a brand new movie available on digital tomorrow entitled Tapawingo. Sometimes the crazy thing and the right thing are the same. John, welcome to the show. Is it nuts to think that Napoleon Dynamite was more than 20 years ago?
No. I've been counting the days ever since, and it's just been, I don't know the math, but, when you see it every day of your life, the clock goes by.
I feel like I've seen it every day of my life, so you must have really, really seen it a lot, huh?
Well, whether you see it or you experience it or you have something in your life reminding you about it, yeah, it goes by slowly and goes by quick at the same time. It is weird to think if it was that long ago.
I guess it's a double-edged sword because on the one hand, you're in this Americana film canon, but on the other hand, maybe you're waiting for your luggage and somebody goes, gosh, in your face, right?
Or sometimes they'll just say it and not even realize I'm there. And then I'm like, you're welcome. And they're like, no, dude, I just say that.
Right. Well, I got to say, the John Heder trilogy for me is Napoleon, Benchwarmers, which I loved, Blades of Glory, back-to-back years with those. I just want to ask about Benchwarmers real quick, because I think I heard Spade and Swartzen one time talking about how they were trying to get you to drink, or what was it like working with those knuckleheads?
Those perfect description. They're just a bunch of heads with knuckles. I loved it. These guys are like, you got like David Spade, who I grew up watching on SNL. And then you have Nick Swartzen, who wasn't on SNL, but I'd seen a little bit of his comedy. But they're both very similar. It's just super chill and laid back and always making jokes, but not like annoyingly. It's just who they are. They made fun of everything. They're super self-deprecating. And we just had a blast. We would honestly just play hacky sack all the time. Mm. It was a weird thing, but I'll never forget. Like, we would just shoot the breeze, make jokes, and play hacky sack.
You know what's funny now is that I was in Idaho Falls and Boise recently, and two different people brought up. They go, Napoleon Dynamite. They shot that in Preston, and then someone said that your house is like a place kind of like, in Hollywood where you go see the story. Your place is like your house in the movie is a destination place, is what I'm trying to say.
I think all the shooting locations, if you go to Preston today, you can go to like the Chamber of Commerce or the little town hall area, and they'll have like a little map, and it's like
the tetherball.
In 10 minutes, you can cover every shooting location and go check it out. And most of the places look the same.
Good stuff. All right, let's talk about the new movie, Tapawingo. And I love the subtitle, Sometimes the Crazy Thing and the Right Thing Are the Same. What is the plot here, John?
You've got these, not unlike some movies we've talked about, you've got these oddball characters in a small town living life to the fullest, thinking they're doing some cool stuff when they're really not. My character and his best friend are just like total, like, crusty greaseball burnout dudes who still live with their moms in their 30s or 40s. It's not quite known how old they are. But they kind of like band together when my character is given the assignment to kind of bodyguard / watch out, kind of keep an eye on his boss's son. It's this nerdy little kid. And so, at first, yeah, they, and because there's these kind of this family of town bullies, and they're all related and they are picking on this kid. So they start to get embroiled in this story of intrigue and adventure that really is like pretty stupid, low scale stuff. But to them, it's like they're, changing the world.
And it's got a great cast, and I know Billy Zane is in it, and now with that bald head and those crazy eyes, I feel like Billy Zane, they would yell, cut, and I would still be kind of scared of him.
You'd be like, Billy, we said cut. Stop staring into our souls. Stop looking beautiful and majestic and creepy at the same time.
That's exactly right. So how did this all come together? Were you producing this as well, or just acting in it?
Yeah, just acting. Like, the script came to me, and I liked the script. And it had been floating around in Hollywood for years and years, I guess. And it had, you know, there's a couple different production companies who took a stab at it. But I, you know, for whatever reasons, it's the kind of story. It kind of takes place in the like late 70s, early 80s. It's not like, oh, it has to be shot now. It can be shot anytime. There's a million ways you can interpret how the tone and everything for this script. So it was like, yeah, it can be shelved and wait its turn until the time is right. And it felt right. And it was a lot of fun. I love the script. And so it just came on board.
How much can you, make it a collaborative effort, or maybe go off book? Like, I think Blades of Glory, some of the things, you know, get out of my face, I'll get inside your face. Like, I'm like, was that scripted? That just seems like you and Will were kind of winging it.
There was definitely times Will and I were winging it, you know, like with someone like Will who loves, you know, to make everything funny. And, you know, the script had a lot of funny jokes, and we would shoot kind of what's on the script. And then we'd always have different takes where you could see, like, and we were both kind of that way. Like, all right, we got what was scripted. Now let's, you know, play a little bit. In this, in Top of Wingo, there's a little bit of that, but kind of in the realm of a Napoleon, where, you know, it's a different kind of comedy. It's, you're going more for these very specific character vibes and not the everyday kind of jokester laughs where you're making fun of the situation. This is more like we're like kind of the audience are jumping into the situation with these characters. But the situation half the time is not what's happening, but just who these guys are. You're kind of discovering what this world is like and what the kind of people are in this world. And so it's very specific, and getting out that right dialogue was important. So yeah, we would change a few things, or we would add maybe some actions or some movements or maybe a word here or there. But for the most part, it was pretty locked down.
Good stuff. I know you got to run. So just one more question. Like, you are the breakout star of Napoleon Dynamite. You've got a kid named Chad Dukes, and he's got a big role, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He plays, I don't think this is giving anything away, but, you know, the family of bullies, he's kind of the patriarch of that family. He's one of the brothers. It's just a bunch of brothers, and he's the one who's calling most of the shots. So he has a great role.
It's from Foggy Bottom Pictures. It's called Top of Wingo. Sometimes the crazy thing and the right thing are the same, starring our guest, John Heater. John, great stuff, man. It's great to have you on the show finally, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
Will do. Thank you so much.